You need your Sega fix. All you gotta know is this. There's a podcast that exists for the Sega nerd. Come and get your Sega news and your classic game reviews. And there's fun and features too. I'm the Sega nerd. They've got Chris and they've got Graham. And there's Nathan now and then. It's like hanging with your friends with the Sega nerd. They're not fanboys, but they're nerds. You should listen to their.
Welcome, my fellow nerdlings, to another Fast and Furious episode of the Sega Nerdcast. I'm joined by my faithful servant, Graham Cookson, known around most gaming circles as Dick Hellfire, James, who's the best-looking Sega nerd alive, our resident Asian Nathan, and the man of the hour, George. How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Nice. Now, before we get started, this is the biggest Nerdcast we've ever had. We have people from all around the world in this. So what I wanted to do before we really get rolling is let's do a quick time check for everybody. For me, it's 2:17 a.m. on Sunday. And what's the date today?
Where are you?
I'm in Guam, and it's the 18th, May 18th. So, Graham, what's your time?
It's the 17th still, and it's 5:20. Whoa. My talk's wrong. Yeah, it's about 5:20 p.m.
P.m. Okay, let's go UK to time. James.
Yeah, 17th, May 17th, and it's 12:15 p.m.
And where are you at?
I'm in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston. Okay, Nathan.
All right, it's 11:17 a.m., the 17th, and I'm in Texas.
And woo! Last but not least, George.
It's 9:18, and it's the 17th, and I'm in California.
Nice. Now, isn't this weird when you think about it? Yeah, I'm actually in the future right now. I'm in tomorrow.
What happens tomorrow?
I can't tell you.
Doing it for us.
Because if I do,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it messes up the whole time space continuum, and we all die if I do that.
Hey, here's a hint: in the future, Graham is still gay.
Whoa!
Nice. Okay. Real quick, let's do a quick, go around the room, I guess, and find out how everyone's week's been going. George, I know you've been pretty busy, so how about you fill us in and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing?
I went to the Sega Gamers Day on Wednesday.
Nice.
And we had to drive back. The drive there went smooth. The ride back took about 8 hours.
Oh, man. Wait, why did it take so long? How long did it take you to get there?
It took us about 3 hours and 30 minutes.
So it took you twice the amount of time to get back? What happened?
We got two flat tires.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
One of the times we actually got help because we had a spare. Second time, we didn't have a spare.
How'd you get back? Were you driving on a rim?
We were driving. We had to drive like 150 miles. So we're in this town, and we were trying to buy a tire, but everything was closed. And we finally found a little place that was open, but we didn't have enough money, so I had to convince the guy to sell me the tire anyway.
Oh, wow. Wow, so you really did it. How much of a discount did you get?
He wanted $26. I only had $15.
$26?
I didn't have that much money. It was last minute. I didn't have any money on me.
Yeah, it was. The whole thing was kind of a last minute deal, I guess. So.
Wow, you should have written about that. That's a great story.
That's pretty funny. Okay.
Well, no, because I had to do some nasty stuff to get the discount.
That's horrible. We won't go into detail on that.
Hey, maybe your new boyfriend's listening.
Graham, how's your week been going, man?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, I guess. When was it? Monday. Yeah, Monday I went to a Sega event in London, which is the Platinum Games Sega deal announcement thing.
Yeah.
Which was meant to be held off till like Wednesday, but some bastards' websites leaked it all out.
Those bad.
So, yeah.
Can we name what website?
Eurogamer was the one that leaked it out first. They had a live broadcast from the show, even though Sega reps were going around telling people off, like saying, "Don't record, don't record."
That's funny.
Wait, so you were in the same room with them as they were broadcasting? Why don't you go kick them in the nuts or something?
There's loads of people in there. It's like some sort of giant... They had loads of sofas and stuff everywhere, and I couldn't really see them recording. I think they had it on the table or something.
Hmm.
I couldn't see it.
Well, we'll talk about that some more later on in the show. Quick job update, Graham. That's what we all want.
Job update. I have approximately 2 weeks left now. And
you're
they're
leaving your job?
I'm leaving my job, yeah. God, then you keep up with the Nerdcast, man.
It was like 3 episodes ago he announced that.
I know. Well, I thought you were going to quit like 3 months ago.
I handed my notice in like 3 months ago, but I decided to stay on a little bit longer to help them out a bit.
Why are you leaving? Didn't you get a promotion recently?
I did, and I hate the job so much I decided to leave.
He decided to work on Sega Nerds full time now.
I'm right.
How are you going to support yourself?
We have ways.
Oh, anyway. So you're just going to keep bumming off mom and dad, is that what it is?
Or maybe just bumming.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I think I should just point out one reason why I'm leaving is like the company is losing over $2.5 million every month.
Holy crap.
That's like $5 million.
Wait,
like
you're working
pounds.
For Sega, right?
The whole thing.
It's true.
Just kidding. All right.
Not kidding.
We're going to keep moving. James, how you been doing, man?
Not bad. I mean, unlike Graham and George, I didn't go to a Sega event because Sega hates me.
That's right.
But, I've just been doing the same old working. I'm actually just finished up school and graduating, so that's pretty awesome.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, congratulations, James.
Yeah, thanks. Congratulations to you, too. I heard you're doing the same.
Yep.
How's the boat doing? Okay. Your sailboat.
Oh, the boat. Yeah. Well, it's coming along. I actually couldn't work on it this week at all because at work I cut the tip of my finger off.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Did you get pictures of that?
I can take some pictures if
I asked for photos.
I'll post them on the forums for everyone.
How bad is it? Is it like fingernail gone bad?
It's like I sliced my fingernail in half and then I scooped out like a half inch of my finger and had to get it like, you know, placed back on and then stick.
Oh, so they actually had to put it back. Wow.
What's your job? Like, how did it happen?
I repair like lab equipment for all these biomed and pharmaceutical companies in Boston, and I was just being an ass. I was just trying to cut something with a razor blade and screwed up for some reason, and there I go, my finger's gone.
Basically, wow. James is going to be the guy that's going to start the whole zombie outbreak one day. He's cutting his finger off now. He's going to, you know, accidentally break the wrong vial of, you know, some kind of biochemical.
Yep. Absolutely.
Nice.
The T virus.
All right, Nathan, give us an update.
All right, I've just been busy with school this whole semester, which is why I haven't been on the Nerdcast for a while, and I also did not get to go to any Sega events, but I graduated yesterday.
Congratulations.
So I'm all done with school, and now I'm looking for jobs.
Yeah, those
the
jobs.
Work part.
Yeah, how's that whole job search going so far?
I have an interview next week, and
who's
maybe
that
some other stuff coming up. It's an Austin-based web startup, so it'd be nice if I don't have to move.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
See, so wish me luck. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, hopefully. So you're trying to stay in with the whole game journalism industry, right?
Not necessarily. I'm pretty much looking for a job anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. It's not necessarily.
Mickey D's is always hiring. Person.
Hey, screw you. Okay. But I should have more time to dedicate to the site now that
good.
I'm not in school, so I'll be working more on it.
I hope so. That'd be great. I guess I'm the last guy here. That's fine. There's actually been quite a lot going in my job. We have a unit here where I'm stationed at. It's called the 36th Contingency Response Group, and they're here to deploy anywhere around the Pacific region to support in any sort of environmental disasters in any of the neighboring countries. So they actually just deployed a few weeks ago to Burma to help out there, and they've been shipping in supplies. They're actually those our guys were the first people or first Americans to ship any or drop any humanitarian aid to the people of Burma, which is kind of cool. And we have one of our photographers out there shooting the kind of things they're doing. So that's kind of neat. That's what's been going on at my job. I wanted to go see Prince Caspian tonight, the new Chronicles of Narnia movie. I'm a huge fan of the series.
Were you going to take your kids or something?
Yeah. My whole family likes to go see it, but it was sold out. It's kind of unfortunate, so we're going to have to go check it out tomorrow. I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to be able to talk about it on the Nerdcast a little bit. So we ended up just hanging out at the mall tonight, eating, and then I went to GameStop. Just doing a little shopping around. I didn't buy anything, but I went over to the Wii section, and I was just so amazed by all the shitty cheap games there were. It was just all just casual gamer crap, and it's just sad to see.
Yeah, like pony raising and stuff.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? What? He's just stating the truth.
No, it has motion controls. You don't understand.
I'm sorry, you can't handle the truth, George.
Another funny thing, last week, or whenever, maybe a week and a half ago, whenever Grand Theft Auto released, I went up there and to pick it up. It was the day after it was released, so I avoided all the long lines. But I took my daughters with me to go pick it up. I traded a few games in just to try to get some extra credit and that kind of stuff. So I went and traded the games in, picked up Grand Theft Auto, and had about $30 in credit left over. And my daughters wanted this new it's the Pets games on the DS, and this one was like Pets 2 Hamsters, and it's ridiculous. So I ended up buying it, right? And the lady was just laughing because she's like, "This is the craziest combination of games I've ever seen. You got Grand Theft Auto and Pets Hamster game."
Nice.
And so yeah, that was kind of funny. So yeah, that's been pretty much what we've been doing. So why don't we just head right on in to what we've been playing this week, Graham? I know you are always playing a lot of games, but let's just try to keep it to one game this week.
Okay. I've actually been playing one game all week, and it's been GTA 4.
Okay.
Hell yeah!
That's same with me, too, so
yeah,
we'll consolidate this a little bit.
Yeah, should we shoot the shit together?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. I think anyone who's a listener of podcasts has probably heard their fair share of Grand Theft Auto in the last 2 weeks, because that's pretty much what everyone's been talking about. So instead of going into a long diatribe about that, Graham, why don't you tell me what the one part of the game is that's your favorite? If you can pick out one piece, one addition to the GTA series that you like.
It's got to be the multiplayer.
The multiplayer?
Yeah.
Tell us a little about that real quick.
It's a multiverse.
Well, what makes it good? I mean,
I'm really impressed with how they managed to get like the entire city like all in the multiplayer game.
Right.
It's like all open, and you can still go to the airport and get helicopters and things. And I just think it's amazing how they managed to get it all going. So I thought it was gonna be a really small, like Saints Row had that really small multiplayer, which is kind of fun, but it was like really small arenas.
Right.
I was kind of expecting that, but then they had like the whole city open. It's like, wow, and you can still go and steal cars, you can still have the police after you. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah, and then you and I have been playing it quite a bit, and it seems like Graham and I, we don't even really play the game to win in multiplayer. We just usually just kind of screw around, and we have more fun doing that than I think we would if we actually took it serious. I think probably my favorite game that we had is when we went in and got on the moped and were just driving around, and it was fun stuff. So yeah, I mean, we usually just go and try to grab the helicopters and try to cause as much havoc as we can, and we usually end up running into a building or something like that. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There was that great moment when there's like all these guys like having massive shootouts, like four or five teams or something. They're all having a massive shootout on this like freeway bit. And we just come along in two separate cars and start running people over. Everyone's like shooting each other, we just start running people over, and so it's great.
It is a lot of fun. So if you guys haven't picked it up yet, I know, James, that you're not a big fan of the series. And truthfully, I never really was before this game. But it's a lot of fun. If only for the multiplayer. The multiplayer is a lot of fun, even if you're not that interested in playing the campaign. I think that it's worth a purchase just for the multiplayer alone.
Yeah, I just have to say, I still think single-player-wise, San Andreas had a much better single-player experience.
Yeah.
Just much more stuff doing up for the environment and stuff. It's just... Yeah, they cut loads of stuff out for GTA 4, which is annoying. But yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, and since that's the only game I've pretty much been playing this week, I'll just skip myself and stop the typing, Nathan.
Thank you.
James, tell us what you've been playing, bud.
I've been playing just a couple of games. the first one I won't really talk too much about because I think we talked about it in a last, like a previous Nerdcast, but it's Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
yeah, most of you have been playing the... yeah, Graham hates it. Most of you have been playing the multiplayer, though. And it's a lot of fun. I'm playing with my brother, and we actually convinced a friend of mine to pick up not only Call of Duty 4, but also PlayStation 3.
Wow.
That's what we played it on. So he went on and got that. It's just been a lot of fun. We've been playing it basically for the past, like, four nights, every night. And it's excellent. I would say if you like first-person shooters to go get it.
Now how did you convince your friend to get a PS3? Because I've been trying to get Graham to buy one for ages. And
well, yeah. It might be a little tough with Graham because you guys are so far away from each other. But basically what happened was I just invited my buddy over after work. He came over, and he actually brought his PSP because he was playing some game on it. And I just threw in Call of Duty on PS3, and over the course of like three or four multiplayer maps, he just sort of ended up putting the PSP down and watching Call of Duty. And after about like the fourth or fifth multiplayer game, he was like, yeah, this is definitely, this sold me. This is a system seller, man. This is a great game.
Oh, my God.
So that's
if I was going to get a PlayStation 3, it'd be to get a good game, not Call of Duty 4, which sucks.
Graham, we won't have this argument. All right.
But, Chris, it's interesting you say what you just said about me getting a PlayStation 3, because I was actually looking around the shops the other day to get one, and
really?
They're ridiculously expensive over here still. I was looking at, like, getting a pre-owned one, and,
I wouldn't
like,
do that.
The old, like, The old 60GB models are still £375.
Good grief.
And the normal 40GB ones are £275 pre-owned.
Well, I told you I would buy one for you. Here.
You'd buy one for me?
I mean, I'm not going to pay for it. You're going to pay me.
Are you going to buy one for me?
I'll go purchase it for you. That way it'll be cheaper for you.
I want one for
you.
Yeah, but he's in a different region.
It's region free. The game's region free.
It is?
Yep.
Although the Blu-ray moves
up. Is the system region free?
Yeah, the system's region free. The Blu-ray movies aren't, so that's the only thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I might want to have the Blu-ray as well. That's the thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can always import American movies, though.
Oh, God.
Just buy it off Amazon. It's worth it.
But anyway,
I
was looking at getting one the other day. That's the point. And they're still way too expensive over here. Sony need to drop the European price, or the UK price at least. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
I think it's a good price.
Yeah, worth every euro or penny or pence.
$600 or something.
It's still worth it.
What are you going to buy on Blu-ray? What are you going to buy on Blu-ray? Are you going to buy Hitch on Blu-ray? I mean, there's not that many good movies.
There are a lot of good movies, and Blu-ray is the future. So I've started buying the movies, and I don't even have a Blu-ray player yet. Anyways, getting off topic.
Right. Let's go back to this. James, there was another game you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, I'll just mention it briefly and won't say much, but... it's a PSP import game, and it's I don't know if anyone's heard of it. It's called Boku no Natsuyasumi is the Japanese title.
Wait, is that like summer vacation?
Yes,
game
yes
or something?
It is.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's you don't really need to know too much Japanese to enjoy it, and it's basically a story of a young Japanese kid like 10 years old or whatever, and he's sent away to his uncle's or his grandfather's house in the Japanese countryside. And the game is basically you running around, like, making friends with the other young kids and, like, collecting bugs and skipping stones. It's really just, like, a peaceful, relaxing game. And
sounds fucking gay.
It's a game to let you live the childhood you were never allowed to have.
There you go.
You know what, though?
Thanks, George.
Yeah. You know, those kind of games definitely have a place, at least in my rotation, because, you know, it's fun to play the Call of Duty 4s and the GTAs, but, you know, it's also fun just to play those games that you can just kind of sit back, relax with. You know, kind of like Animal Crossing. Yeah. I had a lot of fun with that. So, no, I definitely can see why you'd be interested in something like that.
James, do you speak Japanese? Well,
I speak a little bit. I only took like a couple semesters of it at UMass, but I know enough to kind of muddle my way through.
Cool. Yeah, I took a couple years of Japanese here at UT.
George.
Yeah, you probably know a lot more than I do.
George. Tell us what you've been playing.
Yes. Nothing.
Well, all right. That was quick.
That was short. Yeah. I played Yakuza for like one day trying to replay it again, trying to get everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just to get fresh enough for the second one, but that's about it.
Okay. That's a smart idea. Go ahead and start getting back into the whole Yakuza universe again. I think I might have to do the same thing before Yakuza.
Oh, speaking of which, I actually got a copy of the movie.
Really?
You know, there was a movie directed by Takashi Miike, that famous Japanese director.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that when I have time and write a review.
Oh, that'd be fun.
For the site.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I want to watch that movie now.
Is it all subtitles? Is it all just subs, or is it...
Yeah, it's subtitled and stuff.
Okay.
Was it released here?
No, it was never released here.
It's
so
never
going to
get released
here. Import copy.
If it was released here, it'd have like Vin Diesel playing the lead character or something stupid. Rather them not ever do it. So, lastly,
damn.
Nathan, have you been playing anything?
Not really, like since I was busy with finals and all that, but when I have time, I'm still playing Team Fortress 2, which is still one of my favorite shooters ever. And I'm looking forward to playing GTA 4 now that I have a lot of free time. So I'll be playing with you guys.
Sweet.
Woohoo!
Be fun. Okay, great. That's what we've been playing. James, you wanna take us into the newsstand?
Yeah, sure. So basically, the big news, as anyone that falls there, is that very recently Sega had their Gamers Day. You know, I don't know what you'd call it, expo or something. And a lot of news came out that people didn't know about. And so basically, if you've been following the site, you'll know what's going on. I just want to ask you guys, each person, what was the bit of news that came out that was the most exciting for you? Like, what was the thing that got you the most pumped up? Chris, do you have any offhand?
I think one of the most exciting, I guess, for me personally, is just that Valkyria Chronicles is going to have you'll be able to use either the English or Japanese dubs. That's kind of cool. I think that was a good move on Sega's part, because that's something that a lot of the more hardcore Sega fans have been wanting. It's also interesting to see that a Golden Axe sequel is already in the works. It's kind of a curious move on Sega's part. I guess they're really planning that this is going to be a franchise that they really want to start pushing forward. So that's kind of a cool thing. You know, I was just kind of overall a little disappointed that there wasn't more, you know, big news coming out. No new real announcement for new franchises or anything like that. But yeah, so that's what I got.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, George is going to talk about that a little bit later on. But Chris, Graham or Nathan, anything from the show that stands out in your mind?
I'm kind of annoyed about one thing.
I'm annoyed by Nathan continuing to type very loud.
Yeah, stop it.
Jesus. Okay, Graham.
Graham, what were you saying?
Yeah, I was kind of annoyed about one little thing, which is when that Sega, well, it seems as well, I don't know, George can probably may confirm this or not, but when Sega started talking about Sonic Chronicles at their show, they didn't mention Sega Nerds. What's going on there?
They're
integral to that game.
I should have said, hey, look here, you fucking guy.
And you know what's weird is that every preview that I've read about the game, they never, ever talk about the Zoa in it at all.
To be fair, we still don't know anything about them besides the fact that we named them, so...
Yeah, but
that's
I figured...
Part of the game.
Yeah, people have been playing the game, though. I mean, people have been playing... build
George, is the amount of time that you played, was the Zoa even mentioned at all, like in the intro?
No, not that I
saw. Yeah, see, it's something that's going to be introduced later, so I think they're just trying to keep it, like, I don't know, undercover as far as the story goes.
I think maybe we might see some more stuff at E3, you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, well how about we talk to the guy who was there? George, you know...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Why don't you shed some light?
I'm not going to talk about the event because I'm not allowed to, but I'll talk about the event. I'm just joking.
What?
It was just like a big cock tease for E3, basically. They're all like, they would show us the game, and they'd be all like, well, we're going to play it, but if you come to E3, you can play it. And I'm like, okay. thanks for playing the game for me. That's cool.
That's almost like going over to your friend's house to play a video game as a kid and him not letting you play.
That's basically what Sega did to me the whole time. I was kind of excited because I wanted to play Golden Axe, and they're like, well, you can see us play it. But at E3, you could play it, and I'm like, why can't they just let us play here? But
yeah,
why do I go to E3?
I wonder why would they would do that? I mean, if they're playing the game,
they have to put together a demo build or whatever, and it's probably, I don't know, it might be too early. I just might be giving them too much credit, but
I don't know. But that's something that's not just solely Sega doing that. That's something that publishers do throughout the gaming industry and developers, they do that. But I don't know. I guess
it was just a time issue. Like, were they strapped for time, George? Were they rushing you through the events and stuff?
They gave us each, like, a certain amount of time on each booth. Then after everything, they just let us hang around and do whatever we wanted. But we couldn't play Golden Axe still, so I tried.
So I'm sure a lot of
the Sega rep and stole the controller.
I'm sure a lot of the big industry heavyweights are out there from the journalism side. So can you kind of tell us a little bit who you all noticed?
I noticed a guy from X-Play, that's about it. And I noticed GameTap and a couple other companies were there. A bunch of fucking jerks anyway, so whatever.
Any actually individuals that you noticed, though? Because Sessler was there.
Yeah.
But anyone else?
Yeah, there was I remember one of the guys from EGM that does the previews and review guy. The Asian guy, not the main guy that quit, some other guy. But I don't really read that magazine,
okay.
I didn't know that he was from that magazine.
Okay.
And that was a pretty sleazy event.
Sleazy? Oh, yeah, were there hookers? Hookers and blow?
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
So can you just kind of real quick just kind of walk us through? I know you talked a little bit about how the demos and that thing, but, walk us through from the beginning to the end, as quick as you can.
The whole thing?
Yeah, just kind of give us a brief rundown on, they bring you there, and, what happens, right when you got in and that kind of stuff.
Well, I had to call the PR person to let me in. Well, they were supposed to sign us up, but he was supposed to let us in, but he's all, just walk in. So I walked in, and there was, like, this Asian guy with, like a butler kind of looking guy, and I was like, what the hell? So I asked him, where's the event? And the guy goes, oh, you never been here before? And I was like, no. So he walked me all the way to the elevator and told me to take to the sixth floor. And then we had to go, and then they made us sign the embargo and then pick a color. And then
what do you mean, pick
wristband.
A color?
Yeah, like the wristband.
Didn't you read his post?
Yeah. Didn't you read his post?
Maybe I didn't get to that one. But what was the significance of that?
They were going to divide us into groups with each color band.
Ah, okay.
They had all these colors up, and it chose pink. And the guy's like, you can't get pink. And I was like, why is it in the on the counter?
And then, why did you want pink?
Because I wanted pink. It was on the counter. I wanted it.
Yeah. Why couldn't you get pink?
Because it was reserved or something.
For who?
Probably some jerks.
Who was in your group?
I didn't say. I think the guy from IGN was on my group. One site, because everything that I posted was almost the same thing he posted. And not every other site got the same stuff. Like, I forgot what site. Fuck them, who cares?
You didn't talk to the guys you were with?
No, I didn't talk to them. They all, fuck off, that's what I said.
Wow, you're a big jerk.
Did anyone actually notice, or did you talk to anyone that, that kind of asked what site you were from, or did you guys have name tags? And I'm just kind of interested in seeing if anyone really even heard of Sega Nerds before.
Yeah, some of the guys talked about it, saying that, like, they seen the name pop up on other sites that weren't Sega-related. And I wonder what that was about, but probably because of that naming contest we won.
Yeah, that kind of got around a little bit. So, you know, that's always cool. That's always something I'm always interested in when Graham usually goes to the events. Like, that's one of the first questions I always ask is, you know, who's heard of us and that kind of stuff. It's just one of those things where I just...
They wanted our card, but I didn't have a card.
I should have sent you some or something. I still have a bunch from the last event I went to.
Called Nathan Swee from Sega Nerds.
Yeah? Why not?
Yeah, smooth move on that one. One thing I wanted to ask you, George, since this was your first industry event, really, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us a few things that, you know, happened at the event that may have surprised you, or something that, you know, maybe you just not expected, you know, going in?
Sega serving meat on a stick. I don't know what that was about. They served like meat on a stick.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
And I was like, what? Why are they serving meat on a stick? It was like ham, but... And I was like, that's not very vegetarian friendly. And then I looked on the side, and they have fruit and vegetables on the stick, too. And I was like...
That was good.
You should have been there, Graham.
This is transport. Come on.
Wait, so you got something against food, George? What the hell?
No, I don't have anything against food. I just...
You just weren't expecting weird. It.
I just wasn't expecting stuff on a stick. You only read about that in books.
That's funny. So anything else?
I guess I wasn't that surprised.
Stop
I was
giggling.
Sorry. Besides the PR guy telling us the ending of Golden Axe, and then telling us there was gonna be a sequel, that was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Because everybody was being all like, yeah, you can't talk about this. And there's other guys like telling us everything in the game. He's like, this is what happens in the end, guys.
Like, as everyone groans, like, thanks, asshole. That's funny.
He's like, don't buy the game. I'll tell you what happens.
Better yet, let me show you the ending. I'll play it real quick.
Let me just play the whole game. It's only like 20 minutes long.
That's funny. Okay, well, so overall, you enjoyed it, and what was, your impressions, just overall how Sega did during the day? You say it was a pretty good show?
Well, it didn't have announcements. Besides that, it was pretty good.
No announcements?
No, well, they didn't have any new game announcements. That was kind of disappointing, but...
Well, I mean, I guess they kind of did with the new Golden Axe, right? Golden Axe 2.
True, I guess they had that, but I didn't really care about Golden Axe, to be honest.
That's fine.
I was kind of hoping they had the new horror game they were supposed to release and that Alien RPG, but
yeah, and a lot of people were hoping for that. But you know what? It seems like Sega's still holding a lot of stuff, like you said, to E3. So
yeah,
we'll probably just have to wait. And when is E3, by the way? Does anyone know?
Isn't it June 18th or something?
Yeah, like a month from now, I think.
Sweet. So,
I might try and go.
Really?
To E3?
Let's see if I can go.
Okay.
Like,
well, you know what? I think we'll be able to easily get George back in there. He did such a good job, covering the event. I don't think it'll be that hard. So maybe we'll see if we can get both of you guys in. That probably won't be too
exciting.
Hard.
I'll let George do all the work.
Yeah.
Good.
I was just going to play games.
Nice. Okay, so Sega Gamers Day was a success from our side of things. We were finally able to get in there and get some pretty good coverage, I think. And I think our readers were happy with what we gave them. Now, let's talk about an event earlier in the week. Graham, you touched on it earlier when you went to the event where Sega announced their deal with Platinum Games. Can you kind of talk us through that and tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, before I even went, the guy at the Sega rep I was talking to, he didn't actually tell me anything about the event. It was like a massive secret. So, like, I had no idea what I was going in for. All I knew was, like, some sort of press event, and it's like a kind of semi-big announcement. And
Yeah, then they announced, like, Platinum Games, and to be honest, I was like, who the hell are Platinum Games? And then they started showing all these old games they made, which, like, the guy who the guys made, and they're, like, showing Akami and, like, Resident Evil and stuff, and I was like, ah! And then, like, the guys came up, and they started announcing, like, yeah, these guys who used to be in, like, Clover, but now they started up Platinum Games, which they only started up last year or something. And, yeah, and then they basically, yeah, actually, I'll tell you a bit about, like, the rooms. It's, like, a really fancy, like, restaurant kind of place we were in. It wasn't like in Sega HQ or anything. It's like a, it's like kind of restaurant sort of function area, and it's like really trendy.
Did they serve meat on a stick?
Meat on a stick. Did they?
To be honest, I actually think they did. Yeah. they had lots of random foods, and I think there was something on the. There was because I poked my mouth with it. Stick was really sharp.
That's what
she
said.
It's a trend in Sega.
Graham knows all about poking his mouth with sticks.
Okay, so
anyway.
So there was four games that they said they're gonna make, right? But they only announced the names of three. Is that correct?
Yeah, they said the fourth one they're gonna keep under wraps for now. But Sega have signed the deal for four games right now with Platinum Games, and they started off showing a clip of Bayonetta, which is the one which has been posted on the site now. It's just that CG clip.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said, we haven't got any gameplay footage to show you guys yet, but they sort of spoke a bit about it, and they said how she's a witch and she's got guns. She obviously holds two guns, and she's got guns in her shoes, and it's sort of almost like the heel of her shoe is like a gun. And like they showed her like her kicking on the angels and the gun going off as well, so kind of like a double whammy kind of effect. And she's like a witch and she's fighting these angels, mm-hmm. but they didn't really go into much detail about that. So,
it looks a lot like a Devil May Cry type of game.
Yeah, I think the guy behind it is the guy who originally came up with Devil May Cry.
Yeah, so it definitely looks a lot like it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're saying, though they haven't shown us any spells yet, they're going to have big, massive spells, apparently, like to go with her whole witch status and everything. I was kind of thinking of Bullet Witch when I first saw the game, because I don't know if any of you guys played that.
No.
Nope.
On the 360, and I think it's just on the 360 actually, yeah. But that's like a witch who runs around with a massive gun, and she can wield spells. And I'm kind of hoping they use spells that are on the same scale as Bullet Witch, because in Bullet Witch, you're fighting in a city and stuff at one point, and one of your spells is sending meteorites down, and all these meteors come down, and they actually take down entire buildings and stuff. And like, so you're standing in like the city, and all the buildings are falling around you, and like all this rubble falling on your head and stuff, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, she's doing it. So I'm kind of hoping in Bayonetta they do something on the same sort of scale as that, like big, big spells.
Cool.
Yeah.
Infinite Line.
Yeah, they showed us some sort of footage of this, but it wasn't any in-game. Well, it's sort of in-game, but it wasn't finished. They showed us some sort of menu screens, and then they showed some sort of wireframe effects of some of the ships. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't really much detail. And they basically told us what the game's sort of going to be like. They almost compared it to, like, playing Star Trek, basically. They said you can be, like, Captain Kirk, kind of, like, commanding your whole own ship. You get to choose. You get, like, over 200 characters or something, and you can actually choose what their individual jobs are on the ships. So you can actually pick the engineers and what have you, and you can customize your ship or something. You can upgrade it and, like, choose whatever components you want and things. And they said there's going to be two big galaxies you can explore between. Like travel 3D between or something, so it sounds pretty good, especially for a DS game. Sounds pretty impressive.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that was the one for the DS. That's right.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, what kind of a game is it?
It's a space RPG, as far as I can tell.
An RPG?
Yeah, because you get to like fly around and like go to planets and stuff. I'm not sure if you can actually get out and go on the planets, but they did say you could go to planets, so maybe you can get out of the ship or something. I'm kind of thinking of like a mini version of Mass Effect. That's what it kind of sounds like to me.
That's pretty of an epic, you know, game. I don't know how well the DS can handle something on that scale.
So what were the graphics like? Were they 3D or what?
They were. The images they showed were 3D ships, but they were wireframe models right now. So
just models.
Oh. Yeah, couldn't really tell.
Did they show you any art or anything?
I think so. They basically played like a really short video thing, which sort of flicked between different screens. And I saw a menu screen and a menu focused on like the model ship thing that was like playing around.
And you didn't get to post that video up with your thing, did you?
No, the Sega didn't actually send me the video. They said they're not going to release it or something. So,
I guess wireframe ships aren't that impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to wait until they've actually got something substantial to show people.
Well, that's cool, yeah. And the last one is probably the one everyone's most excited for. It's the violently sick Mad World, right?
Yeah, that looks so cool. This one was really good because they showed us a video of it. Which is the video we've actually got on the site, which shows like a trailer of a couple of moves and stuff they do, like when he throws a guy onto like some spikes on the wall and stuff and everything. But then one of the developer guys actually came up and started playing on it, and it's like they had like two really massive like HD TVs, and then it's also projected around the walls as well, and like up by like there's like 10 projectors or something around the wall, so you could like everywhere you look, you could basically see this guy playing the game, and it looked pretty damn cool actually. Like they didn't really explain a huge amount of like the story or anything, but it sounded like there's like an announcer in the background or something, because every time he like did a move or something, you heard like the announcer shout out. Like, ooh, look at that sort of thing.
Oh, that's
you know?
Cool.
So I'm kind of wondering. I'm wondering if it's like meant to be sort of some sort of game show, like in the future or something.
Nice.
But they didn't actually say that. But it was, when he was actually playing, it was like pretty cool because like he's showing off a few of the moves that weren't shown in the trailer, and one of them is basically he picks up this guy and throws him into a dumpster, and he sort of hits his head and a bit of blood comes out. But he like, starts to stagger up and try and climb out the dumpster. And as he's climbing out of the dumpster, he picks up another like bad guy, throws him in the same dumpster. And as the guy hits the back of the dumpster, the lid comes down and cuts the first guy in half.
Oh, nice!
It's pretty sweet. And then it shows him like grabbing a signpost and shoving that through a guy's head and things. And
now one of the
it looks pretty damn fun.
One of the big things aside from the game's violence and that it's actually going to be on the Nintendo Wii, which is kind of amazing in and of itself. It's the art style and the coloring of the world. It's basically all black and white. Everything aside from the blood. Is that right? What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they actually said that the whole point of it is like have like a unique kind of comic-y kind of style violence to the game. So they didn't want to make it look too real, but they also wanted to emphasize that it is violent and like they wanted to show the blood. So they thought that like the whole black and white comic book style would be good, and like the blood would like really show it off really well how violent it is, and they said it's almost like you could paint the screen red with the blood, because apparently the blood stays and everything. So like when you're smashing people around, you can fill up the screen with blood and everything. Like it's pretty cool, I have to say.
It looks a lot like Sin City, if you guys watch that movie or read any of the comics. It looks a lot like it, like high contrast, black and white, dark shadowing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said I think that was the point of the whole art style.
Yeah.
Being like,
I think there might be an influence by it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an influence if you just look at it.
Yeah.
My concern though with Mad World is I hope it's not just going to be I hope the gameplay isn't going to be very similar to The Incredible Hulk. You know, where with just more blood. You know what I mean? And a different.
It actually looks close to like Manhunt to me, at least like thematically.
Yeah, it just seems like the big guy running around just like tearing shit up. And so,
yeah, well, the Hulk is a little crazier than that.
Yeah.
So you can like jump and run up buildings. So. Hey, Graham, I had a question about Mad World. Like, why do you say that was the most like well received at the event? Is it because it was the most? Is it the furthest along in development? Because I actually thought Bayonetta looked cooler.
Bayonetta didn't show gameplay though. It was just
The fact that
Mad World like the most far along?
I think so. They didn't actually say if it was or not, but I'm going to assume it is. The fact they've actually got gameplay up and running and everything. So because they basically said for Bayonetta, they said we haven't got any gameplay to show you at this time. Same with Infinite Line. I can't remember. Did the video on the website show Mandart?
Show what?
No, it didn't. No.
Okay. Yeah, they showed us like that. You got the main core gameplay where you actually go around like killing things, as far as I'm aware. But you also they showed us one of the bonus games, like mini games that come along. And like he was actually in the middle of like a level, like killing people, and then he actually went up to this like weird sign thing, like lever, and like pulled it, and then it came up like this big like signboard thing, and it basically went into a mini game, and it was called Mandarts. And, like, he's got a massive dartboard, like, ahead of him, like, really, really big. Like 30 foot tall or something crazy. And then the enemy starts staggering towards him, and he's got a massive club. And he just starts hitting them as hard as he can, and then he scores points where they land on the dartboard ahead of him. Oh, nice. You see them like, just like fly off into the distance and splat on the dartboard. And
oh, that sounds funny.
It did look really cool. And they said there's going to be quite a few like mini games to play and stuff.
You know what's frustrating? Maybe
that sounds like what your mom plays every Thursday night.
You know what's frustrating, though, is that it seems like the direction with the Nintendo Wii for a lot of these games, like Mad World, it seems like it would be a game that would lend itself possibly really cool for like an online multiplayer. But it seems like now what they're doing with the Wii is just they're saying, oh, let's just give them, you know, a bunch of mini games as a bonus. And that's, you know, that's what we get aside from the main game. We don't get online, you know, co-op or multiplayer. We get, you know, a bunch of mini games. That
Graham, is Mad World going to use motion controls?
Yeah, it does use motion controls. Okay. Is it actually used, is it like, I forgot to mention one important thing. The guy's actually got a chainsaw like, attached to his arm. A bit like the Evil Dead movies. He's kind of got like a chainsaw in his arm. And when he was playing, he uses the Wiimote like a chainsaw. Like he brings it up and then slices it down and cuts into the enemy like with the Wiimote. And that's what they did with the chainsaw at the same time. I don't know how. Don't know if it's going to replicate your Wiimote movements exactly. Probably won't. But he was using the Wiimote. And like when he's hitting people and using the man darts, he's swinging the Wiimote like a club as well.
Oh, okay.
That's
cool.
Pretty cool.
So yeah, he's using remote controls, yeah.
Okay. So you went to the event, you got it covered, and it was an embargo for this event as well, right?
Yeah.
And
the event was on the Monday, and the embargo for UK people was till Wednesday at 4 PM.
Now, did they say why they wanted to have an embargo on this? Did they ever give a justification?
Apparently, it was also going to be announced at Sega Gamers Day as well or something.
That's why I didn't get to see it. Thanks.
Eurogamer really screwed up.
That's what I was told, because they said they're going to show it on Sega Gamers Day on the Wednesday, and our time or something was going to be about the time they're going to start showing it at Sega Gamers Day or something. So it's going to have like a worldwide, the embargo is like worldwide, so whatever time zone you're in, it should have lifted all exactly the same time.
Oh,
well, that makes sense. Yeah. I can kind of understand that.
And then
now.
Eurogamer decided to go and cock things up.
So tell us a little bit about the backlash. Because you were talking with, I know you were talking with some of your contacts at Sega Europe quite a bit throughout the week. So can you kind of give us some insight on that?
Well, they didn't really tell me much. I sort of asked what the hell was going to happen, and the guy I was speaking to sort of said he hopes Eurogamer gets punished, because he wasn't actually in charge of, like, dealing out punishment or anything. He was literally he was trying to take down, like, all the YouTube videos and, like, Game Trader videos and stuff, and basically trying to stop the main websites from, like, posting all this stuff up.
They leaked video, too?
Yeah, because Eurogamer managed to do, like, a live feed or something and managed to get some of the video off it.
Wow, they set all that up and they didn't notice.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't understand how they did it.
It almost looked like it was like almost like a cell phone like video is what it looked like to me.
Yeah, but how did he stream that then?
Are you sure they're really streaming it?
Well, that's what I'm not sure, but that's what the Sega guy said. He said apparently they were streaming at exactly the same time, because you know when you Chris actually posted up about the Platinum Games thing when I was actually still at the event.
Are you serious? Yeah, because
that's right.
Yeah, I wrote about it, but I didn't know that was, because like Graham said, we had no idea what this event was gonna be about. So I had, had I known that, I would have known that it was under an embargo, and I would have known not to write about it. So I went ahead and wrote it and posted it up. I didn't know that you were still there though. Wow.
Yeah, because I actually spoke to one of the guys about it, and he said, "Don't worry, we know that you like no one else on the site knew about it. I mean, I didn't even know about it, so." They knew that you knew that I was going to an event, but...
But, like, all the other big blogs and stuff weren't there, like, because then they were reporting on the rumors, too, and, like, oh, we're getting a rumor or whatever. They weren't actually there to read about it?
There were, as far as I'm aware, there were some sites there, but some of the bigger blogs weren't, because Kotaku and Joystick were both invited, but they didn't turn up. They couldn't come to something. Because Kotaku was going to go to the Sega Gamers Day or something like that.
Oh, because, I remember Kotaku, like, posted that up, and they're like, oh, we got a rumor about this. So I was like, if they were there, then they would know.
Yeah, I don't think they were there.
Who was there that, I asked George the same question, but what other outlets were there that you noticed?
Outlets? I have no idea. There was a lot of European, like, people. I kept hearing, there's some Japanese there as well, and... Like, there's lots of, basically lots of people I can understand the language. So I'm not sure who was there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So you weren't having in kind of a social mood that night? You weren't talking to a lot of people there? Well, you told me you were hanging out with a lot of the Sega reps.
Yeah, because main Sega rep who I was in contact with, he actually sort of took me there and everything, and yeah, we're basically just talking together, like drinking a bit, because they had free alcohol and stuff there, which is very nice for me.
Can't tell.
I actually shared an elevator with Mike Hayes. I didn't realize it at the time. He's the head of Sega Europe.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, and then he sort of walked off and everything, and then the Sega guy just turned to me and went, "You know where that was, like, the head of Sega Europe?" I was sitting there going, "Oh, yeah, I could have made a good impression rather than just standing there like an idiot."
As Grant farted in the elevator. You know, you could have just stopped the elevator, like, right then, like, "No one's leaving," and then that's when you, like, demand all the, you know, like, Shinmu and, you know, everything else that we really want. Say, "You will do this or you will not leave." That would be like the most epic thing you could have ever done, is held him hostage demanding a video game. That would be the craziest thing ever.
Yeah, and then you see, like, video games cause violence and stuff breaking out in the news and everything. That's what happened. Anyway.
So overall, what was your most impressive game there? What was the game you liked the most?
Probably Mad World, just because you got to see more of it. But yeah. I am very interested in Bayonetta. Oh, actually, I'm interested in Infinite Line as well. I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think they all sound cool, to be honest. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about all of them.
Yeah.
I hate them all, I think. They all sound awful.
Now, I want to ask you guys this real quick. What do you think the chances are of the Gary Jules Mad World song being somewhat involved in the Mad World's existence? You think they'll try to use that? Or do you think it's like, "Oh, Gears of War already did it. Let's stay away from
it"? I don't know or care, honestly.
They should use the Tears for Fears version.
That would be cool.
That would be quite good, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Clover was, like, one of my favorite development studios from last generation. Like, I thought everything they did was gold, so I'm really, really excited that Sega's publishing their games now.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah. Sure.
Why do they have a shitty name? Platinum Games sounds like a shitty name for a company.
I don't know. They're Japanese.
Actually, you might be able to ask them, because we're hoping to set up an interview with all the guys making the games. So we could ask them that.
Are they all Japanese?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
they are. That's what
How are we going to talk?
They have English. They have English translators.
They have a translator.
You're Asian, Nathan.
I'm half Chinese, half Korean.
No, that would be an interesting, I guess, question to ask them. You know, what was their inspiration for their name? Because Clover Studios is such kind of a unique name. You know what? You know, and then they go to something that's a lot more generic sounding. But
I remember they went to C's. What happened to that name?
They merged, or they I can't remember.
They merged.
I wrote it in that original post. Yeah, they merged with another company, and then that's when they formed Platinum Games. So
who did they merge with?
I can't remember.
But Platinum Games has a lot of the big names from Capcom's glory days, right?
Yeah, I mean, Resident Evil 4, the Resident Evil guy, one of those guys are in there. Like Graham said earlier, Devil May Cry. Then you got, you know, people who are working on Beautiful Joe, Okami, God Hand. So, I mean, these guys.
Oh, and the last fourth game that they didn't announce or whatever, it's going to be led by Shinji Mikami, right? The guy who created Resident Evil.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Awesome.
Okay.
They need to buy that studio now.
Yeah, they should.
That's one thing I was saying, though. Real quick, I'll say this. I think Clover Studios games, they've always been really well. They've been great games, but they haven't ever sold extremely well. So I think it might be the best move on Sega's part just to say, okay, we'll publish these games. Let's take a look at, you know, how they do, and then, you know, if they're interested, you know, take a look at buying them at that time. Because there's no guarantee these games are going to sell well. And, you know, if...
Well, if they don't take a risk and then they do sell well, some other company will buy them, like EA.
Well, the thing is, I think if they do sell really well, what it would just do is drive the you know, selling point up a lot. Which is, it's a gamble, but I think right now Sega's not in the financial state to go and make a big move like that, you know, and have it backfire on them.
I think it's Capcom's fault that Clover didn't do well as a studio.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at what happened Last Generation and then, like, towards the end of the studio's life before they got shut down and all that, I don't know, Capcom just didn't handle it very well, I think. Hmm.
Yeah, that was just a whole, I guess, series of unfortunate happenings. Like,
yeah, I was really pissed when I found out Clover was going down because I was looking forward to their next games or whatever. But, yeah, so I'm really glad that Sega's publishing their stuff now.
Okay, nice. Well, let's move on to...
Just for your reference, they Seeds merged with ODD. And that's when they became Platinum Games.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
Who's ODD?
I have no idea. I just went to Wikipedia.
Yeah, you know me.
It says Seeds merged with ODD.
Sorry, that was
horrible.
That's
why they changed the name.
Okay. Our last piece of news real quick, we won't stay too long on this, is Phantasy Star Portable is allowing character transfers from your Phantasy Star Universe game. So that's kind of a neat little addition that Sega's putting in. Apparently, though, that you only can bring in characters with a level of a maximum of level 20. You can only transfer...
Wait, does it mean you can only transfer in characters level 20 or lower?
That's
or, like, if you transfer your character in, it'll cap him at 20?
That's the thing right now. There's that they didn't really clarify that, because I was wondering the same thing. So hopefully it'll just cap him at level 20, because, you know, if you have a really high-level character you spend a lot of time on, you know, you don't want to go back. I mean, you're going to basically just have to restart the game anyway, so there's no point in even transferring someone over. So hopefully, you know, they'll just add, you know, something into where it'll just, you know, bump them down to level 20. You can only transfer over 10,000 meseta, and the Silicon Era article, they originally said that you could transfer over your equipped items, but apparently that was a translation error, and it said that you can't do that. So you can't transfer over any equipment. And, but one other cool thing is that the PS2 and PC versions, they're going to have some downloadable missions at some point in the future where you'll be able to play alongside one of the characters in PSP called Vivian, and that's kind of how it's going to kind of connect both of the games. And from what Silicon Era was saying, that is, I want to say that this one's like 10 years, I can't remember which one, but they're 10 years apart, basically. So it's not that long, but I don't know if PSP is, you know, ahead of PSU or if it's behind. I can't remember. But yeah. So how does this affect your interest in Phantasy Star Portable, guys? James, why don't you tell
Nothing.
Us?
Well, basically, I think I wanted them to bring that over to the U.S. or the West as a whole. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't really play PSU, but I liked Phantasy Star Online a lot, and I'm kind of just, I guess I'm just nostalgic about that game. So if they brought it over, I'd definitely buy it. I don't know how much I'd enjoy it, because as we've said on Sega Nerds quite a bit, apparently there's no actual online play. It's just ad hoc from PSP to PSP, so it's kind of a letdown, but I'd probably still get it. This news doesn't really affect me at all, because as I said, I never really even played. I played Phantasy Star Universe for about 30 minutes, and then I don't know what happened. I got caught up in other games or whatever, but yeah, I didn't play it that much, so I have no character.
Okay, nice. Okay, anyone else have any insight that they want to throw in there?
Go ahead, George.
No, I don't want the game. It sounds stupid. It sounds half-assed, to be honest.
Well, you know what, though? Japan is just, they're just not that online, you know, centric. It seems like
they have, like, just the market and what they want over there is completely different to the one over here. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the people over in Japan would eat this kind of shit up, but
I think they would.
Over here, it doesn't sound that interesting, honestly.
I agree
with
that.
As far in Japan, like, the whole portable gaming thing and multiplayer, like, local is huge over there. Like, that's the reason Pokemon's so successful.
Yeah.
The game was designed for that.
That's the same thing with the Monster Hunter games, too.
The link cables. Yeah, and the Monster Hunter games. Like, they love portable gaming. They love portable multiplayer local gaming. So this is probably the kind of thing that they would like. But, like, personally, I don't really care too much about playing Phantasy Star on the PSP. Like, and speaking of, in related news, Phantasy Star Universe is now free for 3 weeks, as George posted on the site earlier.
Yes, only for the awesome PC or news. PS2 versions, which yes. I don't own.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's too bad. You're missing out on the better version, you dumbass. How many times
you know what? I think my actual account is still on, though, so I could probably go play
it's
it whenever
it's
I want.
For any previous accounts. You can't make a new account and play free, but if you had any previous account before, you can play for free until June 6th. So I'm definitely going to get back into that. George, you and me need to hook up inside and play some.
Well, yeah. We'll do more than just hook up.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right, so yeah. let's put a lid on the newsstand. Now we're going to introduce a new feature. It's going to be called Name That Tune. Wow. And basically what we're going to be doing is I'm going to play about a 10 or 15 second clip of a game published on a Sega console or developed and published by Sega itself. And what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to play it for the rest of the guys on the Nerdcast. And you'll be able to play at home, too, and I want to see how well they know their Sega games. Now, how this is going to work is we're going to have 5 rounds, and they're each going to get progressively harder. I'm going to go around and give each person a chance to answer, but if, you know, someone gets it right, we're just going to go on to the next round. But here's the catch. If there's a round where none of our guys can answer correctly, what we're going to do is we're going to have a contest, and where the listeners can email us what they think the correct name of the game is, and we're going to put it in a drawing to win a copy of The Incredible Hulk when it ships next month in June. So
I thought it was Iron Man.
No.
Yeah, but that game sucks.
Yeah, no, we won't do that to him. No, this is going to be The Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone would email us then. The Incredible Hulk still has a chance of being really good. So, yeah. Okay, so you guys ready for this then, huh?
I'm ready. Right. I'm so ready.
Okay, we're going to start. Graham, you're going to be the first one who has the chance to do this, okay? All right, let's see. Here we go.
I know it.
Wait. Okay. Graham?
I recognize it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you 5...
Can you play one more? Can you play
No, 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I have no idea.
No? Okay.
Fantasy Star.
No. All right, Nathan?
No, let somebody else take it.
Okay. Well, okay. James?
I don't know what that was.
No? Okay, George?
No.
I didn't know what that was either.
Wow. Okay. Nathan?
Wow, we suck.
Save the day.
Wow, I suddenly had a brain fart.
Oh, my God. This is the first one. This was the easiest one.
Wait. No, I know what it is, though, but now it just it dropped
right,
out of my head.
I'll play real quick.
Oh, yeah, it's Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, bloody hell.
Ugh, I hate dolphins. They're fucking stupid.
Okay.
George, you hate everything. Damn.
James,
I do. I'm worse than James.
This one's yours, James. All right.
All right.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Oh God.
These are easy.
That was some funky beat.
Okay, I want to say this. Okay.
These are easy. Come on, guys.
I'll give you guys this hint. These are all Sega Genesis games.
Yeah, I can tell. That was like, can I just throw out a guess, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to guess, probably incorrectly, that was Comic Zone.
Yes, you're correct that was an incorrect response.
All right.
I think I should give it a try.
Okay.
Toe Jam and Earl?
You're right.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
That's right. High five me, George.
I'm not going to high five you, man.
Sorry. You.
I left you hanging.
Okay, next one. Graham, I'm going to let you do this one since you still haven't got one right. All right, here we go. This should be easy.
Is it Moonwalker?
Yep. All right, you got it right. Yep, Moonwalker. I'll let this one play. Great game.
Wow, there you go.
Okay. We're on round four now. Wow. Now it's going to get it easy, now it's going to get harder. It's going to get harder now. James, ooh, you're the last one, guy. You need to get this one.
Jesus.
You got to redeem yourself. This is probably a game you played quite a bit as a kid, so
yeah,
I'm going to play it. Here we go.
Wow. Sounds like something I should definitely know.
Yes.
But I don't.
No, okay. All right, well, let's see. Graham, what do you think?
I've got a guess, but I know it's definitely wrong.
Okay, well, guess.
Oh, is actually, are they all made by Sega?
No. It could be any game published on a Sega platform, or it could be made by Sega.
Right, okay. Okay, I'm going to guess wrong, but I'm going to guess anyway. Predator 2.
Yeah, you're wrong. Nathan?
I actually don't know what this is. This is the first one I don't know.
Okay.
Sherrod, you are.
George?
Is it?
You got to at least guess.
Want me to guess?
Just say something. You got to give some effort.
Vector Man?
No, you're wrong.
Is it Streets of Rage?
Nope. Nathan, give a guess.
I have no idea. Like, I've never heard that before, honestly.
I'll play it one more time.
That song was awesome, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's a great song. Listen. Yep. So,
man,
okay.
You recognize
now,
it's not Probotector, is it?
I don't know. It sounds like an earlier Genesis game, according to the synth.
Okay, so this was the first one that you were not able to correctly answer. So this opens up the contest. So now that they haven't been able to answer it, the contest is now open for The Incredible Hulk. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and for this week, we're going to go ahead and go to round five anyway, just for shits and giggles. And after we're done, I'll tell you how you can email us in your entries. But let's do the last one. And this is supposed to be the hardest one. And let's see if anyone can do this. Graham, you'll be the first one to get to answer this one. Here we go. Play a little extra long for you.
God, it sounds like an RPG.
Huh?
Possibly. It's not like Shining in the Darkness, is it?
Nope. You're wrong.
Damn it.
James?
Oh, man. I might have to turn in my Sega Nerd badge after this one.
Hopefully I'm not making you feel too bad.
Wow. I'm going to guess totally... Just, you know, whatever. General chaos.
Good guess, but no.
All right,
Nathan.
I'm sorry, you got me on these last two. I have no idea what that is.
Okay. George, you want to give a guess?
Well, I'm going to guess Alien Soldier.
What was that?
No. Alien Soldier?
No, you're wrong again. Okay, so that's two. The last two, 4 and 5, and I'll give you another quick listen just for our listeners. So they can try to email these ones in. Here we go. Okay, that was our round four, and this is...
Man, I so know.
This is round five. And there we go. So what you do is if you want to submit your entries, go ahead and send them to SegaNerds@gmail.com. That's SegaNerds, all lowercase, all one word, at SegaNerds@gmail.com. And you send us those for a possibility of you winning the Incredible Hulk. And what we're going to do is we're going to do this again next week, too. And if they can't answer them again, we're going to give another copy of The Incredible Hulk. See, what we're doing is we're punishing ourselves here because we're not as brushed up as we should be on our Sega music. So next week...
I'm so going to go back and listen to all the soundtracks.
But
Genesis,
you know what,
games.
What I'm going
to
do next week is going to be a different platform. It's going to be a different console. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I like this contest. This contest is really cool.
Yeah, so we're going to do a different different console. And we'll see how well you guys can do. So that is the Nerdcast this week, guys. I had a lot of fun. No reader mail or anything like that this week. So if you guys do want to, send us some questions that we can answer on the Nerdcast for next week's show, go ahead and do that. You can post it on our forums, or you can just go ahead and reply back on the post. The Sega Nerdcast post, or you can just email them again to theseganerds@gmail.com email address. So yeah, that's pretty much it. You guys got anything special planned for this weekend or anything like that?
Nope.
No? Well,
I'm looking for jobs.
Looking for jobs in all the wrong places. Nice. Okay, well, we're going to head out of here. It's about 3:30 in the morning here. I'm pretty much delirious right now, and my wife's mad at me, so I got to go. All right. I hope everyone has a nice week, and let's look forward to some more Sega news coming out. All right. Take it easy, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, guys. Bye.
So long.
Love to your mothers.
You think you'll teach me the no shadow kick? Oh, and the Buddha palm technique? There's a guy in Virtua Fighter 2 who does the Buddha palm technique. Thanks, Luke. And he does the iron elbow. And he does the one-finger death touch. The cup's full. Stop, it's full.
Exactly. Virginia.